Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 492. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from the Pixies. That song is called Graveyard Hill, and it's on the band's new album, Beneath the Airy. It just came out September 13th on Infectious Music. It is the band's second or third album after reforming, and they have continued to not embarrass themselves, and I think that's about as good as we can hope for. I think there's some solid songs on here, nothing that wows me, but, it's fun to listen to, so that's good enough for me. Anyway, I got lots of music for you this week. Let's go ahead and run right into it. And this is Mick Trouble with the song Second Offense.
Let me take you on a leather too. Don't you miss it when we are racist? We break in the windows for a time. Paid by the kingdom for a time.
County, come round to collect their bounty.
Everybody's got a win-win fortune. Never had to sing a single sad tune. Rap like a
all gone for the victory marches. What creeps under royal arches?
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Baby Shakes from New York. The track is called Summer Sun. It's on the band's album Starry Eyes. They put out themselves back in 2015. They've got a new single coming out soon, and that reminded me about that band. I did a little research and realized there's a whole album I didn't have. So I have remedied that now, and it's helping me hold on to the last vestiges of summer. Before that, we heard from Mick Trouble with the song Second Offense. It's on the It's the Mick Trouble EP. Came out back in 2017 on Emotional Response Records. That is the project of Jed Smith from Brooklyn, New York, doing his very best TV personalities impression there. And there's a long backstory saying this is a hidden gem just unearthed from 1977 or whatever, you know, and it definitely feels that way, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. And I think there's a whole album out, actually, but maybe, I don't know, do I want that one? Don't I want that one? And what do you guys think? Anyway, let's do some more music here. This is the Control Freaks with the song Time's Up.
Time's up. You're never gonna do it. Time's up. You're never gonna
Oh, that is some wonderful tunes right there. That is Tommy and the Commies with the song Reggie Rocks. That's on the album Here Come, Tommy and the Commies. Came out September 2018 on Slovenly Records, that band out of Sudbury, Ontario, I think. Before that, we heard from the Control Freaks with the song Time's Up. That's on the She's a Bomb album that just came out September 6th, also on Slovenly Records, that band out of San Francisco. A couple of very fun videos from that album are out there on the YouTubes. Do some searching, you'll find it, and you'll enjoy it. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the show works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you here. This is the Radio Department with the song We Got Game.
So we came to
That doesn't make you dance around your hotel kitchenette while making some vegan pasta, well, you're probably not me. That is Other Americans with the track Neon Sunrise, the special Glitch Joy remix by Mensa Death Squad. Mensa Death Squad is Brandon Phillips of Other Americans. That is on the band's new self-titled EP. That is their second self-titled EP, Making It Hard on Us. Comes out October 1st. Putting that one out themselves. That is a good record. It's kind of alternative, kind of new wave, but those dance remixes, they take it over the top. Hey, if you're going to make me dance, make me dance. Before that, we heard from the Radio Department with the track We Got Game. That was on the band's album Running Out of Love that came out 2016 on Labrador Records, that band from Malmo, Sweden. I thought they had a new album come out, but instead it was just kind of a repackage of some earlier EPs. But when researching that one, I found out I did miss this album, and I went and picked that one up. And it's a very good one if you've got some good headphones. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let's wrap things up. I need to remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 492. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. All right, looking at the concert calendar, I see on the 23rd, Baby Metal is playing at the Uptown. On the 25th, Fruit Bats are at the Record Bar. On the 1st, Bleached is playing at the Riot Room. On the 4th, Burning Hell is playing at Records with Merit. I think this is part of the band's first U.S. tour ever, and I love that band. On the 5th, Hipshot Killer is coming to Sister Anne's. On the 10th, Obituary is at the Granada. On the 12th, Guar at Crossroads. 18th, Napalm Death at the Granada. On the 20th, Frank Turner is coming to Liberty Hall. On the 24th, it's Tishima Miri at Minibar. That one should be a very good show, punk rock from Japan. On the 27th, Matt and Kim are at the Midland. Then we lit into November a bit. Menzinger's Apocalypse Meow is coming the 1st and the 2nd of November. Clan of Zymox, Angel Olsen, Ministry, Helmet, Lisa Prank, Pigface, so many things happening, coming up. And who knows if I'll even be in town to get to them, but we can always dream. Nothing new on the website. I've been doing not much rock at all, but this is a podcast, and hey, this is going to have to be good enough for now. All right, we got one track left here. I'm going to play it by Darren Heyman. The song is called Sisters Bazaar. It's on the new album Songs of High Altitude that he put out himself September 6th. Just a digital-only Bandcamp release, a little more immediate than some of his other ones. It is an album that kind of commemorates his trip through India. As he says, he likes to remember places by writing songs about them. And so he's written songs about his trip, and you can enjoy his travelogue here. Mostly instrumental, very nice tracks, very pleasant. And, you know, I fell asleep listening to this, laying in a park by a river in Calgary, and it was very nice. So I suggest you do the same until we talk again. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again soon.